Something's wrong, Granda finally said. He pulled on a long yellow glove, the kind they used at home for cleaning out the sinks at the salon. And then, without any warning, he lifted the cow's tail and reached in. She screamed now, kicking wildly, as Granddad dodged her hooves and stared up in concentration at the beamed ceiling, feeling inside.
You're hurting her, Brita cried.
It can't be helped, he answered, and with an awful sucking sound, pulled his hand out. The glove emerged covered with slime and blood. The calf is turned.
Turned?
Breached.
Maybe we should call a vet or something?
We will do no such thing, he snapped. I always done this myself, and I've no notion of changing my ways now.
He reached down again and stuck his hand back inside. The cow bellowed, and Brita had to look away.
"'Tis turned, arse over tea kettle, and stuck in the birthing canal. And, thanks to this blasted arthritis, I can't grab a hold of it to right it."
Granda pulled his arm out for the second time, unpeeled the glove with his free hand, and threw it across the shed.
"Blast it!"
"Let me try." The words were out of Brita's mouth before she even knew she'd thought them. Of course she couldn't try. She eyed the discarded glove, lying in the hay, slick with blood and mucus.
"Don't be thick. You wouldn't have a clue what to do."
"Then teach me.
I haven't bloody time to—"
The cow screamed again and crashed against the side of its pen. "It's either that or call the vet. She sounds like she's going to die." Granda watched Brita in the flickering half-darkness given off by his lantern.
"All right, so?"
he sighed, and handed her the remaining clean glove in the pair.
"Take this."
She pulled the glove up over her elbow.
"Now, in a good birth, the front legs come first. Those legs we see, the crew beans. I thought those were the front two, but now I see that they're the back legs. So, what we need is to push them back inside and turn the calf so its front legs come out first. What you'll do now is put your hand inside and feel for the head."
"But how will I know where it is?"
"Because it will feel like a bloody head. When you find a good place to grip, you'll start to turn it round, as slow and gentle as you can. And if you can do that, the cow should do the rest herself. She just needs a little help, is all."
"Okay." Brita's voice was flat and assured, even though her legs were shaking. "You can only learn by doing," her mom liked to say, although she was referring to the first time she'd ever cut a pair of bangs, not the first time she ever helped save a screaming cow's life by turning a breached calf in its birth canal.